Good morning and happy Friday. Jaron Matheny here, and this is your local sports report. We begin last night with the WDA loser out bracket and Jamestown dominating Bismarck St. Mary's, taking down the Saints 72-36 in the loser out bracket of the WDA tournament. Jamestown's Annie Nobwe had a spectacular night once again for the Jays, leading the team in scoring with 23 points and collecting 12 rebounds for another double-double. Grace Hagerly finished with 9 points, and Katie Falk had 8 points with 7 rebounds for Jamestown. Ella Falk also chipped in 7 points and 5 boards. Jamestown had 9 players score a bucket in total in the game and now advanced to the state qualifier game on Saturday at 11:45 a.m. against Mandan. Blue Jays moved to 14-8 overall on the season. In the WDA semifinals last night, Jamestown's boys basketball team had a lead at the half but could not hold off the high-potent offense of the Demons as they fell 79-70, the final score. Jamestown was led in scoring by Carson Lamp, who returned to form for the Jays, finishing with 17 total points on the evening. The Blue Jays dropped to 16-6 on the season and snapped their 4-game winning streak. Jamestown still has a shot at the state tournament as they will also play in a state qualifier game, also against Mandan on Saturday. So the girls begin at 11:45, and then the boys' state qualifier game takes place at 6:15 inside the Bismarck Event Center. Also last night, the University of Jamestown Jimmies received an at-large bid to the NAIA tournament. They will be the number 2 overall seed in the Omaha section of the bracket. The Jimmies will be taking on former conference opponent, number 3 seeded Bellevue, in the opening round. The winner of that game advances on to take on number 1 seeded LSU Shreveport, who finished up the year as the number 3 ranked team in the final NAIA poll. That's all we've got for today. As always, you can view the full sports schedule online at newsdakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny. This has been your local sports report.